Hello, and welcome to Nothing Ever Happens in Canada, but we know this is simply not true. This is a Canadian podcast looking to explore the myths, legends, and just good old spooky stories, in this case, Canada has to tell. I'm Canadian Girl. Thanks so much for joining me today on this very haunted road trip as we stay at some of the most haunted hotels across Canada. But first, we have to do a little bit of that business stuff. If you are loving these adventures, please let me know by leaving a review or a comment on the app you're listening to, but most importantly, on Apple Podcasts, as it controls the podcast charts. When you leave us an awesome review on Apple Podcasts, it allows us to meet more awesome listeners just like you. Most recently, we were sitting back on the Canadian history charts for Apple Podcasts. Out of the top 200, we were sitting at 140 again, and I can't thank you all enough for that. So please leave those reviews if you have not already. And for those of you that have, you are the best crew members, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart and appreciate it so much. If you happen to use the CastBox app like I do, please reach out on there, as I am actively on there and would love to hear from you. And on CastBox, I can actually reply back, which is pretty neat. Last piece of business for now, before we head out on today's big road trip. Donations are what keep this channel going and allow us to maintain user fees, keep improving our equipment and research material so we can go on even more exciting adventures with you. The donation button can be found at nothingcanada.com at the top of the page. Just hit that PayPal button and the rest is up to you. As little as $1 helps out so much more than you can imagine. The link to our PayPal button can always be found in the show notes below as well. For now, we made it through all that. Let's grab our bags, make sure you have a snack and something to drink. It's a bit of a long trip. And if you're more of the superstitious type, definitely bring your sage, crystals, salt, and put your blue shirt on, whatever it is that works best for you, as we head out on this very haunted hotel road trip across Canada. Trigger warning here, this is a haunted hotel adventure. There will be mentions of death, murder, suicide, and more. If these are triggering in any way to you, please head out on a different adventure here on the channel. If you're sticking around, adjust those headphones or volume so it's just right, and I'll meet you in Prince Edward Island. Our road trip starts in the smallest province in Canada known as Prince Edward Island. It's famous for its red sand beaches, potatoes of course, and Anne of Green Gables. But we're not here to see any of them today. We are here to see and stay at the West Point Lighthouse Inn in O'Leary, Prince Edward Island. Located at the western end, it has a population of just over 800 people as of 2016. It is also home to the world's largest potato sculpture, standing outside the Canadian Potato Museum, of course. But back to our lighthouse. The lighthouse was first lit May 21, 1876. It stands at 69 feet tall and is black and white striped. The inn was built in 1994. It was the first lighthouse inn in Canada and is still in operation today. It has 13 rooms in total. 12 of those rooms overlook the Northumberland Strait and unique red sands found on the island beaches. If you are lucky enough, room number 13, the Keeper's Quarters, and Tower Room can be rented as well. For the last 36 years, it has offered views of burning ghost ships that can be seen just off the coast. One of them is even rumored to be a pirate ship. The spooky burning ships have been seen just past the lighthouse for the last 200 years or more. The Lighthouse Inn also has a guest who has never left. His name is Willie. He is said to be William MacDonald, the first lighthouse keeper. And for some reason unknown, he prefers to stick to the inn instead of his lighthouse. Sleep tight. We're off to Quebec in the morning, which is just under 1,000 kilometers, or just over a 550-mile drive. I'm not kidding. That's pretty much a whole day. It's about a 9-hour drive. So, sweet dreams. Good morning, everyone. I hope you all slept well and hopefully didn't hear anything burning or any lightkeepers wandering around. We're off to the very haunted Fairmont Le Chateau Frontenac, which is located in Quebec City. As I told you last night, it's a very long drive to get there. So, as we head there, let me throw in this old tape I made about another hotel, the Algonquin, that can be found in St. Andrews, New Brunswick. And if you're a Stephen King fan, this might just be your new favorite hotel here in Canada. Today we're off to a very historic town located on the southern tip next to the sea in New Brunswick, known as St. Andrews-by-the-Sea. There stands an iconic hotel that is said to be very haunted, the Algonquin Hotel. If you have ever seen The Shining, just picture the Overlook Hotel. This one is remarkably quite similar for good reason. Built in 1889 in Tudor style, she would later, in 1915, receive her iconic red roof she has today. An advertising campaign would state the Seaside Inn was far away from the big city. This would attract many well-known guests over the years, from Sir John A. Macdonald and his wife, Lady Macdonald. In 1973, Prime Minister Elliot Trudeau and his wife also made a visit to the hotel, and Princess Diana and Charles in 1983 while visiting Canada. But you're here for the ghosts, so let's go find them. When the hotel opened in 1889, rooms were just $3 to $5 per day. People have come from all over the world just to catch a glimpse of one of the famous Algonquin Hotel's ghosts. There is an old iconic tower that has been closed off for years. It survived the fire in 1914. The hotel employees, as well as guests, often report seeing lights on in the tower or a girl in a white dress peering out the window. Who is the girl in white? She is the bride, of course. We can't have a haunted hotel without there being a bride. Legend says in room 473, a bride could be heard weeping so loud by everyone around until it just suddenly stopped. Early that day, a young girl was to be wed and was stood up at the altar by a terrible man. The young bride returned to the Algonquin Hotel, room 473, where she cried her heart out and continues to do to this day. After taking her own life in room 473, the room and the iconic tower have never been the same. A woman is often heard weeping throughout the night that cannot be found. A woman is seen in the tower windows, peering out, wearing a white dress, as we mentioned before. She is also never located when anyone goes to look for her. If you stay in that room, it is said, expect to get no sleep, as she bangs and slams stuff around and weeps until you are forced to leave her room. Her broken heart will not allow her to leave the room. Room 473 will always be known as the bride's room at the Algonquin Hotel in New Brunswick. A Other known rooms to be haunted are 308 and 373, which 373 happens to be directly below the bride's room. The fourth floor, where the bride's room can be found, is known for things to just go suddenly missing. The second floor, doorknobs turn by themselves. So depending on what type of scare you're looking for, choose your floor wisely. Even former employees have never left. They love their jobs that much. A bellhop, said to be an older man, still greets guests and takes them right to their rooms, pushing elevator buttons and engaging in conversation, only to disappear when you least expect it. Most often, when you're reaching for a tip, opening your room door, or exiting the elevator, he will simply just vanish. But if you do get the chance to meet him, he is full of tons of information about the history of the hotel and the town, so do listen closely. One guest was so intrigued by him, she went down to the front desk and asked to speak with him further, only to be told there was no one working the elevator that day. She rode the elevator over and over again just to speak with him. She never did find him. There's also a ghostly watchman said to still roam the halls and stairwells at night. You can even hear his keys jingling. This is a very common report in the hotel, as well as a child laughing and playing throughout the hotel. Last, my favorite employee who never left is an older lady seen in the dining room late at night, rearranging the table setups to the way she prefers them. She rearranges cutlery, napkins, and chairs, you name it. It's her dining room, and she likes it her way. Today, after being closed in 2012 for 2 years and a $3 million remodeling by the Marriott Hotel Company, the hotel is not quite the same as it once was. But I'm told, luckily, the ghosts remain. The front desk will even take you on a ghost tour. All you have to do is ask. Remember how I mentioned the Overlook Hotel from The Shining at the beginning? Mr. Stephen King himself is said to have stayed here, at this very haunted hotel that looks very similar to the Overlook Hotel. He stayed here before the book was written, and he has also been back many times since. So just maybe this very haunted Algonquin Hotel just might have been a little bit of inspiration for one of the greatest horror stories we all know and love.
We finally made it to Quebec. Now let's head over to the Fairmont Le Chateau Frontenac and check in for the night. I don't know about you, but I'm exhausted after that long drive today. But before we fall asleep, let me tell you who is still haunting these halls. This gorgeous building was originally built in 1893. Today it has over 600 rooms and 18 floors. She is often claimed to be the most photographed hotel in the world, so you have most likely seen her before. The hotel's namesake, 17th century Governor General, Louis de Bode, maybe Louis de Bode? I'm not sure. I hope I said one of those close to right. He was known as the Count of Frontenac. It is said that upon his death, he had his heart sent in a box to his fiancée in Europe. She was so distraught by receiving the gift, she sent it immediately back to him. Since then, the Count has been seen roaming the hallways looking for his beloved fiancée. Some guests have even reported seeing a well-dressed man with a lady in a very pretty white dress, leading most to believe the Count of Frontenac finally ended up with his one true love after all. There's also reports of a frail woman in a nightgown who likes to scare guests when they are fast asleep. So I suggest sleeping with a friend for sure at this spot tonight. Now let's hop into the car again and head to Ontario to check out not one, but two haunted Fairmont hotels there. It's about a 4.5-hour drive, just about 450 kilometers or 280 miles to the west. So check out this quick ad to make the drive feel a little shorter.
Mr. Pop.
Eat.
Have you been to the Nothing Canada souvenir shop lately? Here you can find everything from face masks to comfy t-shirts, hoodies. There's notebooks to write down all your great plans for whenever we finally get out of this crazy lockdown stuff. There's towels, mugs, tote bags, and so much more. And they're all from your favorite adventures here on the channel, like the Yukon UFO, the What the Maple Syrup True Crime Adventure, Women in Writing, Mystery Mountain, and so many more. Head over to the souvenir shop today and grab a piece of your favorite adventure. The link to the souvenir shop can always be found in the show notes below or at nothingcanada.com.
Mr. Pop.
Eat.
Our first stop in Ontario is in Ottawa at the Fairmont Chateau Laurier, located right next to the Parliament buildings in Canada's capital city. She opened her doors in June 1912. She has 393 guest rooms, 33 luxury suites, and a reputation for being very luxurious and accommodating to all her guests, even those who have never checked out. Railway tycoon Charles Melville Hayes had built his dream hotel for all to come and stay in. Royalty, celebrities, heads of state, politicians, and more have all spent the night at this grand hotel. The total cost to build Charles's dream hotel was about $2 million back in 1912. That's about $27 million in today's money. So yes, she is a beautiful hotel for sure. But Charles sadly never got to see his dream hotel open its doors on opening day, as he would pass away on the RMS Titanic just 13 days before those doors opened. Shortly after his accident, it is believed Charles returned to his beloved hotel. Things began to break that could not be explained. Doors would open to rooms without anyone even knocking, and these doors, they were locked. Charles is often seen roaming the halls, as if just to keep an eye on things in his hotel. There is even some great reviews on Google and TripAdvisor where guests claim to have had their own somewhat strange experiences at the location. Now let's head out to Toronto and check out another haunted Fairmont hotel. What's going on with all these Fairmont hotels? They all seem to be haunted in one way or another. All right, we have another 4-hour drive ahead of us, about 500 kilometers or about 342 miles. Sit back and let me throw on the radio again.
Mr. Pop.
Eat.
Hey friends, Canadian Girl here. Just wanted to let you know there is an awesome blog that goes along with today's show. So if you're interested and want to check it out, head over to nothingcanada.com under the blog section. Also, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to some of the awesome resources that we used today to create this adventure. Barbara Smith's book, Canadian Ghost Stories, was extremely helpful, as well as hauntedrooms.com, narcity.com, travelinstyle.ca, TripAdvisor, and more. To see the rest, head to the show notes section at nothingcanada.com, where you can always find great pictures and other resources to go along with each adventure. Again, it's the show notes section at nothingcanada.com.
Mr. Pop.
Eat.
Our last stop in Ontario, and where we will be spending the night, is at the Fairmont Royal York in Toronto. Like most Fairmonts, this one definitely comes with a ghost. It actually comes with a few. This Fairmont, like most, is known for its elegance as well as for its hand-painted ceilings, wonderful spa, and beautiful afternoon tea. Hosting 1,363 rooms on 28 floors and 4 restaurants can be found inside. There is an exquisite ballroom on site that has been shut down for many years, but guests and staff still report hearing music in the grand ballroom from time to time. There is an old elevator that takes people to the ballroom without even pushing a button. The doors simply close, scary I know, and reopen to let you out in the old crystal ballroom, as if someone just wants that beautiful room to be used again. The hotel also constantly receives complaints about children running and playing in the halls, but whenever the staff are sent to look into the claims, no children are ever found. On the 8th floor, there is a man who wears a purple coat and is known to keep an eye on things up there, though no one is sure who he is exactly. And even scarier, around the 19th floor in the stairwell, trigger warning here, please skip ahead 15 seconds. The ghost of a former employee who hung himself is often seen in the stairwell. If you are really feeling up to it, hop onto YouTube tonight. There are some great videos on there from people who have actually spent the night at this very haunted hotel. Now try to get some rest, my friends. We are off to the prairies in the morning. And remember, if you hear kids playing in the hallway tonight, I just ignore them. I hope you all slept well. That place was truly haunted, in my opinion. Like the kind, we probably should have lit some sage, or definitely had some salt at the ready. Now that we are all good and ready to go, let's head out to some more haunted hotels. Our first stop in the prairies is at the Fort Garry Hotel in Winnipeg, Manitoba. She would open her doors for the first time on December 11, 1913. She has 10 floors and 246 rooms. At the time she was completed, she was the tallest structure in the city. Today, she is known for her beautiful spa with a Turkish bath and sophisticated conference center. Many famous guests have come to stay in downtown Winnipeg at this very haunted hotel, such as Queen Elizabeth, King George VI, Louis Armstrong, Liberace, and many more. In this hotel, the room you don't want, or maybe you do, is 202. It is said, trigger warning here, please skip ahead about 20 seconds. A woman hung herself in the room's closet around the 1920s after her husband was killed in an accident. Ever since this terrible day, guests and staff have reported seeing a ghostly woman wearing a cloak. Her favorite trick is to hover just above the foot of your bed at night as you sleep. I don't know about you, but that just sounds absolutely terrifying to me. No thank you. She also likes to scream, hang out in the hotel lounge, where she is often seen crying, and scariest of all, blood is often seen coming from the room's walls. Again, I say no thank you to room 202 in Winnipeg. Well, it's another 6-hour drive. That's 572 kilometers or 355 miles to our next stop in Regina, Saskatchewan. So let me play this little promo from our Straight Up Strange family as we head off to find our Hotel Saskatchewan, the perfect place for us to get some rest tonight.
Mr. Pop.
Eat.
But as they moved towards us, they grew in height and slenderized and became distorted.
And then all of a sudden I happened to look up and I saw this giant, like 8-foot hairy creature just run across the road.
She was claiming a man was talking to her through the sound machine.
As it walked like an ape, but human though, too, also. I swear it had to stand about maybe 7 feet, 7.5 feet.
Hey everybody, I'm Steven.
And I'm Kyle.
And we're your hosts of the Hollow Sky Podcast, a show where we dive into the world of the paranormal and we feature your encounters.
You can catch us every Monday on your favorite podcast listening platform and check us out at every social media at Hollow Sky Podcast.
So let's get weird.
To straightupstrange.com today and check out not only our strange family, but also our amazing collection of strange merch. That's straightupstrange.com to check us all out.
Mr. Pop.
Eat.
As we pull up to our Hotel Saskatchewan, you can see it's a Victorian-style hotel that will take you back in time like a time capsule. Her doors opened in 1927, and she has hung on to this gorgeous style ever since. As beautiful as the 10 floors are, along with the 27 suites and the 197 regular rooms, the hotel, trigger warning here, again, skip ahead about 20 seconds. Is said for some reason to have had many people take their lives here, leaving behind many unsettled souls still wandering around these halls and rooms. Many guests and staff for years have reported seeing apparitions coming and going at all times of day and night. Objects move that shouldn't, and cupboards love to slam all over the hotel. There is even a tale of a vase flying across an entire room and smashing to pieces, while there was no one near at all where the vase was originally standing. The 5th and 8th floors are said to be the worst of all of them, so choose your floors wisely, my friends, and I'll see you in the morning. Morning, folks. Hope you slept well and hopefully stayed away from the 5th and 8th floors as I suggested. It's a beautiful day and we have another 8-hour, almost 900-kilometer, or about 560-mile drive to get to our next destination on this very haunted road trip. But this time we're going to use a little bit of that podcast magic to get there a little sooner as we have a lot of ground to cover today. Our first stop is at the Fairmont at the Banff Springs Hotel in Banff, Alberta. That's right, another haunted Fairmont Hotel. Picture a beautiful haunted castle surrounded by picture-perfect snow-capped mountains, and you're at the Banff Springs Hotel. She has 764 rooms, 15 floors, and opened her doors in 1888. In those rooms, such guests as Queen Elizabeth II, Helen Keller, Marilyn Monroe, and many more have all spent the night at this castle in the Rockies, as she is affectionately known. The story goes, trigger warning here again, I'd skip ahead about 30 seconds this time, that a horrible murder happened in room 873. A man would murder his wife and children in the room and then took his own life. The paranormal activity was so bad in this room, with reported occurrences such as many guests claim to be haunted all night by screams. Maids in charge of the room's turnover often reported bloody fingerprints on the mirror in the bathroom they could not remove. Today, room 873 has been blocked off by the hotel and made to look like a wall, hoping all guests will pass by not realizing whatever happened there in that horrible room. Guests and staff have all reported seeing apparitions in the hallway of all ages and genders, in the exact same spot where the room has been blocked off and meant to be forgotten. The Burning Bride of the Banff Springs Hotel is almost as famous as the hotel itself. Legend says a beautiful bride was coming down the staircase when her dress caught on one of the candles that lit the way for her. The bride panicked and tried to put out the flames. This tragically made her misstep and fall down the stairs to her death. Today she graces the hotel's grand ballroom, where she is often seen dancing in a flaming dress. Most describe it as hauntingly beautiful. She is also known to make the odd appearance in the stairwell where she lost her life. Take one last look around at this haunted castle, and then we're going to use a little bit of that podcast magic again to head over to the next province, British Columbia. We made it to British Columbia, and in good time, my friends. Here on the island in Victoria, we find the James Bay Inn. This adorable, eco-friendly inn offers you not only free Wi-Fi with your stay, but also a free bicycle. How cool is that? The hotel is known for its Art Deco, history, and charm, allows the hotel to attract all sorts of guests to come and stay. Even the famous Canadian painter herself, Emily Carr. She actually passed away at this hotel, and some claim she has never left. Sadly, there is a pub on location now that has turned her room into a men's washroom, which I can understand her being upset by this, and maybe why she has not left yet. I certainly would be. Guests and staff also agree the late painter is in fact very upset by the situation, as they claim they have heard her slamming doors, turn off lights, and the water on, all in the men's washroom. Guests also often report receiving phone calls in the middle of the night, only to pick up and find no one on the other end. Others complain they feel as if someone is watching them, especially when they're trying to sleep. A famous ghost, not bad for our road trip today. And to the James Bay Inn, please put her room back to the way it was so Emily Carr can have some peace. Well, friends, it's time to head out on our last stop on this haunted hotel road trip today. And this time, we're heading up north to the Yukon. So hold on tight. We're about to use some of that podcast magic again. Welcome to the Caribou Hotel in Carcross, Yukon. This iconic gem was built over 100 years ago and has seen and been through a heck of a lot over her years. She burned to the ground and was rebuilt again, has had numerous restorations, and there is even a tale of the entire hotel floating across a lake at one point. But we are not here for that story today. After the Christmas Eve fire of 1909, Miss Bessie Gideon and her husband Edwin would rebuild the hotel together. 24 years later, Miss Gideon would pass away in her beloved hotel on October 27, 1933. Many have claimed to see Miss Gideon still looking out the window as they walk by. There is a rocking chair on the third floor that she really seems to like, and some interestingly claim they have seen her with a parrot on her shoulder up there as well. Well, friends, I leave you here for the night to stay with Miss Gideon and her parrot. Sweet dreams, my friends, and don't be scared by any bumps in the night. Miss Gideon is around if you need her. I'm Canadian Girl. Until next time, my friends, and thanks so much for coming out on this haunted hotel's road trip with me today.
This podcast is a part of Straight Up Strange Productions. Discover more shows like this one at straightupstrange.com.
You guys who always hang around to the very end are the bravest of them all, and I'm so glad you came on this trip with me today. I hope you have a great week, stay safe, and try to get outside and enjoy the nice weather while we still have it for a few more minutes here in Canada. I'm Canadian Girl.